From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for joining with us in our gospel program this evening. I hope you're all well. I'm looking forward to this program tonight. It's always a delight to have an opportunity to share God's word with so many people. We're going to be continuing our study of the second of the seven sayings of Christ on the cross. But first of all, I want you to listen to the final extract from a sermon I preached last autumn entitled The Tragedy That Follows Failure to Stop at God's Red Light. It's a reference to the crash at Paddington Railway Station last year, in which there is set forth a wonderful illustration of the danger of rejecting the warning of the gospel. That train crashed, it would appear, because a red light signal telling of danger ahead was ignored. And there's danger ahead. And the gospel shines forth the warning sign that calls on men and women to stop, to repent, and to seek God. In this extract, there is consideration given to the consequences of rejecting the warning of the gospel. Listen to the extract, and please remember, you can have the full sermon tape absolutely free. You have only to contact us. Here's that extract.
Let me say thirdly, that the consequences of defying the stop signal and colliding with God's judgment is most terrible. Most terrible. I think it was the other day that a policeman, one who had seen many years of duty, one who had been at many a road traffic accident, that he was giving an interview to the press and what things were like in that one carriage that had been at the center of the whole tragic affair. And he had hardly started to speak on the subject before he was overcome. Because he broke down and wept, the interview ended. We'll never know the tragic scenes that those engaged in the recovery and the rescuing saw that day. Oh, but my friend, that which will follow the sinner running headlong into God's judgment is more tragic, more terrible indeed. Paul, when he wrote to the Romans, he said this in chapter 2 in the verses 8 and 9, "But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile." What's going to be the outcome of defying the gospel, running through the red light warning that God sets forth in His Word? What's going to be the consequences? Indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish. Upon death, you see, the sinner is visited by the consequences of his sins. He is embraced immediately by the wrath of God. Ecclesiastes 12:7. "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was." That's your body. That's dust. That's all it is. That's all it is. That's what it will become. "And it will return to the earth whence it came." But listen. "And the spirit shall return unto God who gave it." When the body is being buried, and before even that takes place, the spirit has gone out to meet God. Gone out to meet God. And it's a meeting of judgment.
That was an extract from the sermon the tragedy that follows failure to stop at God's red light. I hope that the various extracts that we have played to you during the month that's passed will encourage you to seek a copy of the tape. If you've been thinking about it and haven't yet done it, well, please, write to us. Call us by telephone. We'd be happy to send you that tape. We're turning now to Luke, the chapter 23, and we read again those words, starting at the verse 39, where we have the conversion of the thief upon the cross recorded. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Amen, and God will bless the reading of his precious word to every heart. We have been considering the conversion of the dying thief upon the cross, and the words of pardon spoken to him by the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 43, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. The change that has been wrought in this thief is most remarkable indeed. I want us to think just for the few minutes that remain for us on the program tonight of the supernatural illumination of heart and mind that has taken place in this man. What a view he has been given, first of all of himself, then of the future, but above all, of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mentioned last week how that in Matthew's Gospel, it is recorded that both the thieves, when first crucified, had mocked and sneered at the Saviour. But then one of them stopped, rebuked his companion, and told him to also stop. What brought about this change? Light shone into his soul. And by that light, he first of all saw himself. What a picture he had of himself. A picture he had never had of himself before. He saw himself as a guilty sinner, worthy of crucifixion. Yes, indeed. Verse 41, We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. This thief, this man who was suffering that which is the most painful and dreadful death known to man, is saying, I deserve it. I deserve it. I suffer justly. He's not complaining about capital punishment. He's not saying this is an outrage against humanity. But he's saying, I am getting my just deserts. Why did he say that? Because he saw himself as a sinner. I tell you this, my dear listener, if you are not converted this evening, if you but saw yourself as God sees you, then your view of yourself would greatly change. Today men love to speak of self-esteem, of self-confidence, of holding a high opinion of oneself. If we but seen ourselves as God sees us, then we would, like this man, recognize our guiltiness and recognize also that we are worthy of great punishment. This is a supernatural illumination that the grace of God has wrought within his heart. He has seen himself as a guilty sinner. May God show you how you are in his sight. Doesn't matter the view the world may have of you. May God show you that you're a sinner. The Savior told of the man who went up into the temple, found a quiet corner in the temple, turned his face to the wall, beat his breast and said, God be merciful to me, the sinner. That's the prayer of a man whose heart has been enlightened concerning himself. But this man saw not only himself as he truly was, but he saw the future. He saw what lay ahead. How few think of the future. Oh, they love to go to the fortune teller and look up the stars in the daily newspaper and see if there's anything good written down that will take place in their life. All a lot of folly, I might say. But the Bible shows us the future of the sinner. Though men have no time to consider what it is the Bible says, but this man had his eyes opened, and he saw what lay ahead. He saw that there was judgment coming. He saw that the one who was nailed to the cross beside him would one day be manifest to the world in glory, in glory. And he says, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. But most important of all, this man had his heart enlightened concerning the Saviour. What view do you think he had of Jesus before that moment? As the day progressed, and those two thieves were brought to the cross, and Jesus also, how do you think they spoke of Jesus? As they shared an opinion of him, what do you think they said? Did they look at him just as a mad, religious fanatic? Did they despise him? Did they mock him? Of course they did. But now he sees Jesus for who he really is. He's the Lord of glory. Remember me, Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom. He sees the deity of the Saviour. He's the Lord of glory. He sees him as the Saviour, the only one who can bring him into his kingdom. He's convinced of the resurrection. He knows that he's not just going to be taken down from his cross when his death comes about. He knows he's not just going to be thrown in a hole and covered over and that's the end of him, as if he were some dog. No, this thief knows there is a future. There is a future. There's a coming kingdom, and with it the coming judgment of God. His eyes have been opened to the Lord Jesus Christ. This eye-opening experience was explained in this manner by Robert Murray McShane in a hymn. I once was a stranger to grace and to God. I knew not my danger and felt not my load. Though friends spoke in rapture of Christ on the tree, Jehovah said, Ken you, was nothing to me. When free grace awoke me by light from on high, then legal fears shook me, I trembled to die. No refuge, no safety in self could I see. Jehovah said, Ken you, my Saviour must be. Those could well be the words of the thief on the cross. Here is the nature of true conversion. Here is what Christ, by his grace and power, works in the heart of the one who is saved. Oh, may God work in your heart tonight. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.